WNTN, home of Grecian Echoes, the longest-running Greek-American program in the country.
Once again, good morning, Kalimera Sus, and thank you for joining us. We are live out of our Orestes T. Dimitriadis studios on this beautiful Sunday. I can't quite believe it, February 19th, 2023. I'm Teddy Dimitriadis, your host, along with Nicoleta Papadoyani. And we are really delighted this morning to have joining us on the telephone the president of the American College of Greece, Mr. David Horner. And with some roots here in Boston, president's biography, I pulled it up from the website, and I urge our listening audience to check out their website, the American College of Greece. But since becoming president back in 2008, some wonderful things accomplished by David. Just some of the bullet points here, 71% increase in enrollment, 800% increase in student and financial aid, inbound, outbound study programs, over 1,000 students, 1,300 children plus enrolled in the degree sports, academics, and summer camp. So great accomplishments. And, you know, here it is with roots in our own backyard and in Athens. So, David, welcome. Good morning. And I think it's a great opportunity for us to learn a little bit about what's going on there in Athens at the American College of Greece. So good morning and welcome.
Good morning. I am thrilled to be with you.
Thank you so very, very much. And you've got some personal roots in Boston. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, I was actually born in Fall River, and grew up in southeastern Massachusetts in Swansea and Somerset, that area of Massachusetts. So, yes, I am a native New Englander and a native to Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So tell us a little bit about yourself, David Horner, and how did you, get yourself into the position of president? We discussed earlier off air that you are not Greek, but certainly a passion for it all, and about the actual institution itself.
So I'll tell you my personal, the way I became connected with the American College of Greece, like a lot of things in life, I think, is done through personal relationships and networks. Mm-hmm. I've had a kind of peculiar career in higher education, in that the only full-time job I've ever had at a college or university is as president. Mm-hmm. I am in my 39th year as the president of a college or university. I've been at three institutions, one in New England, in Rhode Island, Barrington College, mm-hmm. which in 1985 merged with Gordon College on the North Shore mm-hmm. when I was president. And then I went for 18 years out to Chicago to a school called North Park University, about the same size as the American College of Greece, at least when I joined the American College of Greece. Now we're bigger. I thought retired from being a college president at the age of 54 in 2004. And I was doing work as a search consultant, working with colleges and universities around the U.S., finding presidents, vice presidents, and so forth. And one of my clients was on the board of the American College of Greece, and he contacted me one afternoon and said, "We're having trouble finding the next president. We're trying to replace a man who served for 33 years as president, Dr. Jack Bailey, and we haven't successfully found someone. Would you be interested in taking over the search?" Because that's the kind
sure.
of work I was doing.
Sure, you would. Yeah.
I said, "Absolutely, Charles." I said, that would be a fascinating assignment. He said, "Well, good, but before we do that, I have an alternative that might even be better. Would you consider doing the job itself?" And he hit me at a time when I was really possibly thinking maybe I would do one more presidential run. And he hit me at just the right moment. And the only thing in my mind was, if I did that, a third presidency, I wanted it to be something quite different from my previous two. Mm-hmm. And when I learned about the American College of Greece, which I knew absolutely nothing about at that time in 2007, it clearly qualified as something different, and as I became more familiar with it, something that really attracted my attention and something that for me has been just a fabulous involvement for the last 15 years developing the institution.
Did you ever think that, you know, your path would take you to, you know, an institution, you know, in another country, let alone, you know, Greece, where academia was all struck from its very first match
right.
anyway? I mean, that,
right.
you know, how much of the fact that, you know, wow, this is Greece. Wow, they've got an American college. Wow. What is it? How do I make it better? How do I make it bigger?
Yeah.
How do I expose it? Right? Is that what you? Is that what it's been all about? Is that the journey?
Well, so the attraction to me was my first graduate degree and my undergraduate degrees were in philosophy, and I mm-hmm. while I'm not Greek by genealogy, I do have a rather profound intellectual connection to Greek history, the history you're referring to.
Mm-hmm.
The pre-Socratic philosophers, the early Greek philosophers were the things that really captured my attention at the college student.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was definitely an appeal to me. I had vacationed in Greece, and of course it's a strikingly beautiful mm-hmm. remarkable place.
It is.
So I knew it was an attractive region of the world. I knew the intellectual history was amazing. And then when I found out about the school and saw what it had done, founded in 1875 in Smyrna, and then relocating after the Smyrna catastrophe to Greece in 1922, beginning there in 1923, I learned about its history and its scale and the things it was offering. And it was obviously a strong institution that I thought had a lot of potential, and that was really what attracted me. But this is the first time for me working outside and living outside the United States.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. So there are a lot of kids, students, that they want to study in Greece, Mr. Horner. We are really interested to know, and our audience also, some information regarding your undergraduate and graduate programs. Also, we visit Greece every summer with our kids, so we are really happy to know if there is something that we can do in your school with our kids.
Yes, so first of all, for anyone who's coming to Greece, we would love to host you on the campus and show you the facilities. We have actually three campuses around Athens.
Mm-hmm.
One downtown is our graduate business school. Our main campus for undergraduate and graduate students is in Agia Paraskevi. And then just this fall, we opened an elementary school campus in Sparta that overlooks the Athens International Airport. The campuses are very impressive. The main campus was the host campus for the U.S. Olympic team in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
So we love to show the campus off. I think we offer Greek hospitality, which I think is unparalleled in the world. And so we would love to host you or anyone who's visiting Greece. But in terms of our undergraduate program, we have approximately 38 undergraduate majors and something on the order of 23 or 24 a master's program.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a quite broad curriculum. In fact, one of the reasons why we have grown so quickly in the last 12 or 13 years in study abroad is because our broad curriculum allows students from many different universities, no matter what their academic program is, to find something they can study and then apply back in their in their university curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's amazing. We started study abroad in our school just about 13 years ago, as I said. In the last 5 years, 41% of the national universities listed in U.S. News and World Report have sent us students, which is an amazing, I think, penetration of the U.S. higher education market. But we've served nearly 3,000 U.S. study abroad students in the last 5 years. That's a small portion of our overall enrollment.
Mm-hmm.
We have about 8% of our students are U.S. students, three quarters of them study abroad, and the other one quarter doing full degrees with us. But it's a broad curriculum, a very competitive academic program. We send our graduate students to the best graduate schools in the world. And so I think it is, and it is a very, very attractive price. We're priced essentially more like a Massachusetts State University.
Yeah, I want to discuss this as an option for you. I mean, you study abroad, obviously, and I think it's based on relationships that you have created with, you know, universities throughout the United States, colleges and universities. You know, it's a big thing. I have two daughters, you know, in their 30s, and both have studied abroad, one in Greece and one in Australia. But nonetheless, it's such a popular thing, you know, so when you put, you know, Greece as an option, if a college can establish an option, they do it with many countries. Greece obviously has many attractions. You know, you have to put yourself on that list, and you have done that successfully, and people are going there and experiencing the real. What about the four-year plan, David? I'm curious about, you know, you got a Greek-American kid, you know, growing up in New England. That's pretty much our big listening audience. That's who's listening to us right now. You got a kid in high school, and they're going to apply to some of these, you know, schools across the country, mostly in Boston. But then they'll probably do the, you know, year or one semester abroad. What about the four-year option for a high school senior? You know, what are we talking? And what is the tuition? You know, is it you know, all in 30 grand where these other universities are all in 80 grand these days? What's, you know, what's the meat and potatoes of the program?
Okay. I'm happy to talk about that.
Yeah.
All in, we're about $24,000 tuition, room, and board per year.
Wow, that's a great price and a value.
Yeah,
and value.
And the other thing that I would just mention is U.S. universities over the years have played around with the idea of the three-year baccalaureate undergraduate degree.
Uh-huh.
And we actually have the attendance pattern of our Greek students is a little bit different than in the U.S. in that about a third of them go to school year-round.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, they're working as well as going to school. So
yeah.
In the summer, we run an eight-week summer term, broken in half, 2 4-week sessions. And a lot, we have about a third of our students, traditional degree-seeking students, are studying with us in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So one option, the four-year option, which can be done for under $100,000,
mm-hmm.
For the 4 years. But another option is it would be a three-year degree to do it in 3 years using two of the summers. So my point is, for people who are looking for a quality experience, who would find an international experience attractive,
mm-hmm.
this is a very, very affordable option.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Mr. President, Mr. Horner, here in Boston, we have the best schools. We are using a very good quality of studies. Which is the advantage? Which is your advantage? And why someone to come to your school regarding the teachers, the professors? So why someone to come especially to your school?
Yeah. Well, I think if it's a person looking for an undergraduate degree or a graduate degree for that matter, I think location is a very important consideration for us. We offer not only Athens, but from Athens, of course, you know, it's easy to get to a lot of places in the world very inexpensively.
Mm-hmm.
So students come, I think, for the international experience. They want a credible academic program. We were actually the first U.S. institution abroad to receive accreditation in the United States.
That's amazing.
We got it in 1991 with the New England Association of Schools and Colleges at the time. Now that's called NECHI. So we've been accredited for a long, long time, over 40 years. So we have all of the quality markers, the doctoral degrees in the faculty, the significant numbers of faculty in undergraduate majors, so that you just don't have one or two faculty that you're studying with. So we have an excellent placement record of putting people into careers, into graduate school. Our alumni, we have over 64,000 alumni around the world. 89% of them are in Greece, but they are in 75% of the top corporate brands of the world, employ our alumni. Students are very employable. We have a very strong business curriculum. So if people are thinking about return on investment and a different experience, namely international experience,
mm-hmm.
I think from a U.S. perspective, this institution is as good as it gets in the world.
It certainly sounds it, and you know, the accreditations speak for themselves. I'm just curious, David, what kind of, you know, it's a different student that will graduate high school, you know, in one of the local suburbs of you know, Boston or any city across the United States, Chicago, New York, you know, and I'm talking about the Greek American kids, you know, that's what I'm kind of, it takes someone who, you know, has got a little bit of spunk in them that will take, I think that most at this, at least this generation, their parents will go with their decision. If the kid has that spunk to go and try, you know, if you'll go to New Hampshire, you know, if you're going to make the decision to live away, you're living away. It's the whole experience. What's your experience about that kid from America that does leap from freshman year and goes through it? Well, what's their size and makeup like? They must be, it must be exciting for them. They're adventurous.
When at orientation, I'm always delighted to greet all of our new students.
But yeah.
Of course, I have a special place in my heart for the students from the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And I always commend them on their courage.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it was decades ago that I was looking at undergraduate options. But for me, coming to Boston from Fall River or Fall River area as an undergraduate student was very intimidating, and so intimidating I didn't apply.
Yep.
So I went locally. I went to Brown.
No, that's the point I'm trying to make. Yeah, yeah.
It was a local option. Absolutely. So, yeah, so from my own experience, I know how intimidating distance can be. It's not 50 miles from Fall River to Boston. It's over 5,000 miles from the East Coast to Athens. So I think it's a minority of students who have the maturity and the confidence to do that kind of thing. But there is really an increasing trend of U.S. students going abroad,
mm-hmm.
into Europe,
mm-hmm.
The United Kingdom. And price is part of the reason.
Mm-hmm.
But I think coming out of COVID, where people were locked down and couldn't travel, there is a kind of renewed interest in being able to have those experiences that we certainly missed in the COVID period of time. So for those students who are open to it, and it's a minority, but this is a great option for those, mm-hmm. students to consider.
Yeah. And then, of course, on the study abroad program, you know, please be aware of, you know.
It's really important also the elementary school you mentioned, because there are plenty of Greek Americans that decide to come back and live in Athens mostly. So they probably decide to come to your school for the little ones, for the elementary school.
They may very well. We were actually started. Some people, it's unusual to find a school that goes from, as we knew as of this year, from pre-K through graduate school.
Yeah, that doesn't happen too often. Yeah.
No. But we were actually started as a school for girls, and we were started in Smyrna,
mm-hmm.
and so we started at the lower grade levels, and then grew into higher education in the 1920s after we came to Greece. So we've always had that. The early years, and it's a very, very strong school. And from that school, I can just tell you, for example, students being accepted just in this past year into U.S. institutions, those include Brown, Columbia, Duke, Mount Holyoke, NYU, Harvard, Yale. So we are taking students from Greece and putting in. Actually, this is the opposite of what we're talking about, people coming to Greece.
Mm-hmm.
We're also taking our students from Greece and putting them into the top.
Some of the finest institutions in the United States.
The
yes, sure.
Yep.
So regarding the teachers, you have people that they studied in the States.
Most of our undergraduate and graduate faculty, the vast majority have their graduate degrees, if not their undergraduate degrees, either from the U.S. or the U.K.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm sure, at least I'm assuming, that their experiences are the same. You know, they may be in the latter part of their teaching careers, and all of a sudden they get an opportunity to teach their principals, you know, in a place that is it all makes sense. It really does, and we're really excited. Listen, we're up against the clock a little bit. David, how can people get in and, you know, love to establish some kind of relationship with you guys and spread the word about the college, but we'll move that forward for another date. But the campus located not too far from Marousi, if I'm not mistaken, right? Where is it?
Paraskevi. It's 10 kilometers from the center of Athens.
10 kilometers from Athens. And that is great. What was the size and shape of your freshman year this year?
We have close to 1,000 first-year students.
Whoa.
This year.
Wow.
That you know, the school is growing. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, it's grown from just over 4,000 to over 7,000 students now in my time there, and is continuing to grow and develop.
Yeah, and I'm sure you got whacked around pretty hard during COVID, but it sounds like you've rebounded really strong.
We even grew during COVID. It was quite amazing to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Anything closing you'd like to say to our audience this morning, David? And thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Just that, you know, we feel a very strong connection to the Greek community in the United States. And we would welcome anyone to express an interest in us. You can find my email on our website. Contact me, and I'll put you in touch with the right office or people at our institution. So I'm grateful for you giving me the time and for your interest.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day.
Have a wonderful day. This is David Horner, of course, president of the American College of Greece.
You're listening to WNTN 1550 AM and WNTN.com, Boston's hub for international radio and specialty programs.